In our Father's Word to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to read verses 5 and 6, but we're just this morning going to touch on verse 5. And then next Sunday, we will cover verse 6. Beginning in verse 5, Hebrews 11. Now I'm reading also out of the New American Standard Bible. There's one good reason for that. I left my Bible at the Ponderosa. So I'm reverting back to the New American Standard today. But you can follow me easily if you have a King James Bible, the Old King James, or the New King James. You can follow me. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. And he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. And may God bless to our hearing the reading of his word. Hebrews 11. God's faithful, we call it His wall of fame, His wall of faith. And remember, we have learned already that what we're reading about these people is their work of faith, not their saving faith. Their saving faith is not recorded here. But what is recorded is what their faith produced. Every believer in Jesus Christ has a work of faith to perform on the planet. God doesn't keep Christians here just to listen to sermons. He doesn't save us to sit. He saves us to serve. So we all have a work of faith to perform. So as we read how God used the work of faith of these champions, keep in mind, we're going somewhere with this. We're going to chapter 12 and we're going to find out. Don't look ahead. Can't do that. It's not fair. We're going to find out that we all have a work of faith to perform. So we're seeing a pattern here. And by faith, so-and-so did this. And by faith, so-and-so did this. But we assume that every one of them had believed in the Lord. They had all trusted and been saved. And now we're just reading what happened in their lives. So we come to verse 5, and we read verse 5. It says, by faith, listen to this, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. And he was not found because God took him, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. So we're going to focus in for a few moments on the life of this strange character named Enoch. Now, with that in your mind as a simple introduction, let's bow together for prayer. Father, would you use me in the next few moments in some way to magnify Jesus Christ? And Father, may we in our mind's eye, in the secrecy and in our thoughts, see something important about Jesus Christ. Learn something very, very important about Him. And may every person in this room understand every word that I say. And to that end, Father, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, in order to get the background of Enoch, we have to go all the way back to Genesis 5. So would you? Now, you're going to have to hold your place in Hebrews 11.